presents The Giants of Philosophy, narrated by Charlton Heston. This is number one on Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel.
According to the British philosopher F.H. Bradley, where all is bad, it can only be good to know the worst. In this case, the worst is that everyone finds it very hard to understand just what Hegel meant. Few would disagree with the judgment of Bertrand Russell.
Hegel's philosophy is very difficult. He is, I should say, the hardest to understand of all the great philosophers.
Among philosophers, there's an old, probably apocryphal joke that's been told about a number of thinkers, but it fits Hegel to a T. The story has it that a philosopher was asked to explain what he meant in a particularly dense paragraph. He replied, "When I wrote that, only God and I knew what it meant, and now God only knows." The historian of philosophy, Will Durant, alleges that Hegel once said, "Only one man understands me, and even he does not." The problem with understanding Hegel's philosophy is partly his style. Hegel seems unwilling to help the reader understand him. Also, his complex logic, which aims to encompass everything from a simple feeling to a total self-consciousness of what he calls the absolute idea, is difficult. Hegel's thought is novel. It's meant to reconcile opposed ideas, part and whole, causality and freedom, finitude and infinity. Hegel doesn't stop at taking Humpty Dumpty apart. He insists on putting him back together again. He said,
"Analysis is the process."